just can't tell.
I just come in getting kind of sick at my stomach and weak. Mm-hmm. And I was at my son-in-law's daddy's funeral. And I started to get up and go outside, and the crowd cut me off, and I just sat down there until they got out of work. And I called the fellow and told him to catch hold of my arm. I might fall directly. Mm. I was turning blind. Mm. And they, my boy of mine and two more guys grabbed me. They were going to take me over to my son-in-law's house, just two houses away from the church, the Methodist church. And Ms. Pullen, one of the doctor's wives here, she run up and said, "Oh my goodness, don't move him. He'll come near dying now and any other time." Hmm. They just laid me back down. The Hague was there in a few minutes. And he examined me, rolled me in the hearse and taken me up to the hospital. And got to, tried to get Whiting from Wichita, and he's gone somewhere and got another heart specialist. He said he wouldn't live 12 hours, but I did.
Did you hear him say this?
Huh?
Did you know he said this?
No. I didn't know nothing after that. The last thing I remember when they rolled me in the hearse. Hmm. But everybody didn't think I could possibly live.
Hmm. I have an uncle who's had a couple of those. The doctor said, lose some of that weight.
Yeah.
So he did, but he's put it back on. And it's right out there.
That makes it bad, too.
You bet it does, but he's going to eat. He's not going to listen to him. So I don't know. I hope he wakes up.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He's pretty hard-headed.
Yeah.
You'll pay him for their advice, but he won't use it.
Well, I don't eat very much. Of course, don't seem like it hurts me, whatever I want to eat. Mm-hmm.
Oh, if you have a friend who's in the hospital, let's say he's got an appendicitis or something, you want to find out when this happened, what would you ask another friend?
Well, you'd ask her when they want to operate on him.
Well, if you want to find out when this happened to him.
Oh. I wouldn't know.
Would you say, when did he get sick, or when did he take sick, or
yeah.
When did he, what?
Well, I guess, when did he take this?
Uh-huh.
They had three nurses in me.
Boy, oh boy. Round the clock, huh?
Yeah, and registered nurses, too. They sure was good to me.
You know, you don't care how much they cost at that time either, do you?
No.
It just doesn't make any difference.
It was about 30 or 35 days before I ever knew anything.
Hmm.
And I thought when I got better, you know, I was laying up there in bed, my wife and daughter, they went up to Duncan and told me to be sure and not get out of that bed, and I promised him I wouldn't. I decided I'd go to the bathroom. I wouldn't call none of the nurses, but I had to walk around the side of the wall to hold. But I got back all right. They sure did rare, God knows. They come in.
The nurses did?
No, my wife and daughter.
I'll bet they did. They didn't want to lose you. You know, after you've been in bed that long, you lose all your muscles. They just,
yeah.
It's a job.
Man, was I wanting out of there, I'll tell you.
Oh, they get pretty dismal. Well, I don't know. After this appendicitis, I think I'm just going to stick with them if I ever have to go in again.